Let's let the Liberty County School Board meeting Tuesday, January 15, 2009 begin. We go open prayer and pledge led by Mr. Petty and Ms. Thorpe.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for this opportunity to come out here and, Lord, take care of our school business. We pray, God, for your wisdom and discernment, taking care of each issue. God, we thank you, Lord, for our district staff and the hard work they put in, Father, in preparing us for this meeting. Pray, God, you'd be with all our teachers and staff at individual schools and leadership there. Pray for our students and parents, God. We just thank you, God, that we didn't have as much damage, Lord, as the others did throughout Panhandle from the storm. But, Lord, as we continue to get the new school started, Father, I pray that, Lord, you'd be in every phase of that, Father. We want to glorify you, and we just thank you, God, for letting the money come through last week. And we pray we'd be good stewards of what you've given us, Lord. We thank you, God, for everything you've done for us, and God, we thank you most of all for the cross. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let us allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next item, number two, recognitions and presentation. First off, we got recognition of lunchroom staff. Mr. Summer?
Right. We've been working hard in the lunchroom, and I know that Stacy and Amy have worked hard too. Amy would normally be doing this, but she's at a meeting or training or something like that. So they asked me to step in. I asked Stacy too, but she said she had talked too long, so she wanted me to do it. There's a recognition that's given out by the state that recognizes exemplary programs, and they have recognized Hofstra School and Toler School as being just that. I'd like for both managers, Wendy, Ron, will y'all come up, please? I hope you got your speeches ready. and I want to recognize y'all. Can we get a picture? Anybody can give us a picture?
No, you do it.
Okay, Ron. And they'll take these certificates back and hopefully post them there in their offices or in the place they can be seen. It says Division of Food, Nutrition, and Wellness Certificate of Achievement honoring W.R. Toler K. School for receiving national recognition as the recipient of the United States Department of Agriculture's Healthier U.S. School Challenge Silver Level Award, September 2018, signed by Adam Putnam.
Thank you, sir.
Wendy's an old student of mine. We're going to get a picture now, Ron.
Yeah.
And speeches,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And speeches.
Also, each school gets $1,000 to use to make their eating area look more eye-appealing.
Okay.
That's
awesome.
Each receives $1,000.
Congratulations. That's a great job.
Yes, sir. Next presentation, Greg Keller, Brooks Hayes.
Neither one of them are here.
Or Kyle Rogers.
Kyle Rogers. What do
you want to know?
He knows more than one thing.
Well, that's something good.
The engineer sat down with us today in Tallahassee at our office, and we've got a plan put together, a little bit of a fee schedule for the redesign. Just tentative dates. Everybody is working on their stuff. Hopefully by the end of February we can have some redesigned documents. And there's, you know, it entails a lot of changes. So we've grasped those costs in the initial budgets, and it's just going to take a little time to get the redesign done and get those drawings, and it should be good.
Right.
Get started. When we get started this time, we'll
hammer down.
The redesign is based on the $6 million. So,
that's
Lord
right.
willing, and we get some additional dollars, we'll be able to enhance a little bit with what we got.
Do everything we can with it.
Do you?
I talked to Mr. Kelly today as well. He called me when I was coming up here. The redesign also is going to have a metal plate over the whole school system, not just over the hardening part. So it'll be like Alpha, not like the Bunsen.
Beef it up a little, put a metal down.
It's going to be beefed up everywhere. The whole roof system will be beefed up. I talked to him today about that. And also, Ms. Brown confirmed the 6 $6 million will be in our, where the Sheila can see it, in our 442 account before the end of the month. The other money's still up in the air. I'm not sure about that. The main thing they talked about today was the hardening and paying for the portables and stuff. So they take care of that as well.
Any other questions?
Got questions? He's ready to answer any question we can throw at him.
I don't know about that.
Thank you, Mr. Kyle.
My best.
At this time, we're going to take about a 3-minute recess. If anybody needs to leave, they can. And we'd like for you to stay with us if you'd like to. Later.
Just for us to get interested.
I had a ball game, which made me say.
Or I say, son, it may be a daughter. That's it.
Okay, we resume. Next is item 3, public comments. I don't think we had any. We didn't have any public comments. Next, item 4, superintendent's report. Mr.
Two
Summer.
Things. Monday, remember, is a Martin Luther King Day. School's out. Last Wednesday, I was over with other superintendents from PAC. We met with our legislators there at the Capitol. I've never seen such a rat race in my life. We did meet with them, and they asked us each to have, if there was anything we could come up with for them, for Bill and all of them to fight for us for. And we mentioned several things, but one that I did talk to them about was transportation. We're going in a hole more every year. And one of the big killers is the 2 mile versus the 1 mile. That's come up before. They've talked about it. And I brought that up again with Senator Mumford. We had some good meetings over there. Like I say, everybody's running from here, there, and yonder. But it was an adventure, and I was glad to get home. But did the best we could.
Yeah.
But things are just running as fine as we can make it. I hadn't heard a report from the basketball coach yet, but I'm sure we'll get that in a few minutes.
We don't play till 7.
But we're chugging right along. Chugging right along.
Next is item number 5. Additions, corrections to the agenda. We're going to delete item 8A. We're going to add item B. We're going to add emergency items A through D.
Actually, that's E.
Ma'am?
E.
E. Through E. Next is item 6. We'll need a motion to approve the agenda.
Motion.
With emergency items. Motion, Mr. Petty. Second, Ms. Thorpe.
Yes.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item number 7, consent items. We need a motion to approve removing the names of Tanya Cobb and Tim Davis from Hofstra bank accounts and adding the names of Annette Brown and Mark McCaskill. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Bart. Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B. Need a motion to approve the out-of-field teachers for the 2018-2019 school year. To have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Thorpe. I have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Petty. Any discussion?
Did we do that? I thought we did that last meeting.
We
did.
Did
we have another change?
Continually updates.
Okay,
yes.
So it was another change. Okay.
Continually updates.
All right. Thank you.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item number C. Need a motion to approve the January 15th, 2019 personnel consent table. Have a motion.
Motion.
Mr. Marsh.
Second.
Second, Ms. Thorpe. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item D. Need a motion to approve the tutor consent table for employees to be hired as tutors and paid from Title V grant. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Have a second.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 8, action items. 8A is deleted. Next, number nine, board policy items.
Don't have any.
Don't have any.
Let's pick up emergency items. First is item A. Need a motion to create a non-instructional driver supplement in the amount of $10,000. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Ms. Thorpe, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion?
Yeah, you want to speak to that? Or, yes, sir. Well, United States wide, I watched national news the other day, and there's a shortage of bus drivers everywhere, not just here. Jackson County has done the same thing. A lot of districts are going to it where they allow their staff to drive as well. We have two positions open right now. In the next couple of years, we're going to have 2 to 3, 4 more. So we got to figure out a way to fill them. We're paying subs right now to drive it. And that's more than the supplement.
To pay a sub is more than a supplement?
A regular bus driver starts at
14.
Yes, sir. A little over 14. This would save the district $4,000 right there, plus not having to pay benefits on an additional employee. And plus, it would put some money into the pocket of our non-instructional staff. So we're asking for permission to set it up. And then, of course, you've got to advertise it.
Is it a contract position? Or do we take out, I mean, it ain't a 1099?
It's going to be just a
supplement.
Yeah. Employee.
It's just an additional. Okay.
It's going to be a supplement.
Just like a
custom
supplement or anything.
Right.
Any other
so, okay, so we're trying to appeal to staff, existing staff who want to do it.
Right.
What if that overlaps on their work time?
They got to make it up.
Right. Just like our bus monitors would have to already.
They already do it.
Right, right.
They have to come back.
But
right.
I'm thinking teacher.
Well, we didn't open it up to teachers because we didn't want to lose instructional time.
That's
it's non-instructional.
That's the part. Okay, I missed that part. I got you.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any right now in the pipeline that you are looking at wanting to do?
I know I have one or two.
What we're trying to do is get them to commit to doing it all the time.
Right.
Right.
Well, it'd be cheaper on us.
Correct.
Mr. O'Brien, started subbing last year and subbed all this year. We're paying him more than the supplement.
I understand. Right.
With passing this, he'll go into one of these positions.
Well, we got to advertise for him.
Advertise and let him apply, and then the possibility he may not get one.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
You know, back in the old days, like over at Hossford, Mr. Wade, all of Ms. Silva, they all drove. Mm-hmm. It was just part of it. Got away from it. Now we're going kind of getting back toward it, but they won't do it for just free anymore. Mm-hmm. Those days are passing.
And Clay done it as well when he first started.
$10,000 is a fair amount.
It's definitely cheaper to do it this way than it is the way we're doing it now.
And we need two right now.
Right now we need two. And there's three already talked to me about retiring. Three more.
So on two, it saves you
$8,000.
$400.
It's just such a headache to get a license. Yeah. CDL Plus, driver, what is it, passenger?
You got the passenger, school bus,
air brakes.
Air brakes, all that. You got to get the CDL first, and you got to get the endorsements. I have one guy training now to be the driver, a driver, so I'm sure he'll apply for one, and then some of the staff will apply for the other, I hope.
Like I said, if y'all approve it, we'll start advertising tomorrow.
Advertising. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve the superintendent's recommendation. Recommends accepting the bid for Culpeper Construction Incorporated as a construction manager contract. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Thorpe. I have a second.
I'll second.
Mr. Moore. Any discussion?
Sheila, Kevin, Aaron, myself went through. The other company was, what was the name of the other company?
Riley Palmer.
They were a good company as well. But Chuck, the Culpeper got the edge. That's my recommendation.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry.
We're ready to get started on our list.
Yes, sir.
In the morning. Good deal. And we're going to be looking at athletics.
Athletics?
Yes. Please.
Okay. Actually, I've already started getting quotes and stuff, and getting them all rolling. I can turn them over to him and let him do it.
Okay.
Next item C. Need a motion to approve update salary schedule effective January 15th, 2019. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Bart, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Petty, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D. Need a motion to approve hiring Dallas Johnson as long-term substitute as a custodian at Liberty County High School. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Bart, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion?
He's been there for a while making minimum wage, and this will help him up to 11 something an hour. Hard worker, real good. We're kind of in the middle right now with Pam. Her medical condition. So.
What about the one we just fired? Have we replaced him?
Advertising.
He's advertised?
Yeah.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item E. Need a motion to approve hiring Shelby Resnick as teacher at W.R. Toller K-8, contingent upon proof of a temporary teaching certificate. She will be paid as a substitute until this is provided. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Bart, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's go back to board member items, number 10. Have any board member concerns?
Lost a former employee, Ms. Rhonda Branch. I was out of town, got back today and found out she had passed away. I know we worked with her at the high school when she was a custodian there.
That's right.
Bad loss to that family.
Bad
sweet lady.
Right.
I have one thing brought up to me by the baseball coach and their booster club. And I talked with Mr. Summers just a little bit on it the other day. And one thing they requested when the work started on the rebuilding or whatever of the damaged things, they'd asked, is there any way possible could the batting cage be started on first just so they could separate the teams? Is that a possibility?
Possible, because nobody can put it up right now.
I've
been told the quickest, if we'd have signed the contract last week, was 2.5 weeks. Now I haven't talked to him. We'll talk to him tomorrow and see. But we got to get bids on it. I've been trying to get the second bid and haven't been able to get one.
We're going to turn it over to Culpepper now.
But right, yes.
So now it's Giles, baby.
But he's still got to get them. It don't matter. I've already been working. I got school board bids already. 6 weeks. You won't have a school board, no matter who we've talked to, minimum 6 weeks. Could be longer.
Yeah, well, we've seen that coming.
And so the dugouts, they can handle pretty quick. But you got to wait on. I hope to have the other bid for the batting cage or pole barn tomorrow.
There has to be somebody put a rush on public. I got prices, and they talking like the end of March, first of April before you ever.
Yeah, the one I got, he said only because of the school, he might come work us in 2.5 weeks. He said everybody else is to the end of April.
Yeah. March,
April. So, now they also, I told him, Rogers, he said they could put it up if they had to as well, so that's an option as well. Might just buy the kit.
Yeah.
There you
have it.
Yeah.
I just got a job.
We already got on the list, don't we?
Yeah. The other thing that came up to me was from, and it came up from also from football side, baseball side, the gates at the ends, they said we can lock them. I don't know if we can change a combination by the field house or by the old public.
Asked for that. All the others asked, we can
change. That's why I'm asking now. See if we can get some new ones, because people in and out and stuff, walking off and moving.
They work orders on that stuff like that, and they know that.
Okay, well, I mean, I can tell them to give you a work order if that's what it's going to take.
Every school does it, like Dallas Davis is doing it at high school.
So what would we do when there's something like that comes up? Just let Eric know that he's responsible for sending it in.
Okay, Eric, we need some new locks.
Everybody's
getting
some new locks. Yeah, I mean, that happens a lot now.
Well, I understand that. I mean, I know the chain of command teachers and principals and all that.
Right.
And then they also, you know, then we can, since Kyle got a job, he can make sure when they leave it's locked up.
Right. There you go.
Anybody else? I have noticed a lot of fencing going up midsummer.
Yes, they putting it up. Now, again, that's a good thing and it's a bad thing.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got a lot of fencing going in. Also, there'll be some work inside the schools on those, what are those, Kevin, what are they called? Those windows that we've got to figure out how to put in.
Yeah, we got, it's like a reception window so you can bulletproof, so you can talk through it, but hand stuff through it, you can't go through it.
And see who's there.
And see who it is, right. Security.
So there'll be good bit.
When do I get mine?
Just get her a vest.
You two mean anybody gonna mess with you?
What they do, you like they did out China, you get a doorbell out front, they ring the doorbell, you look at the camera and see if somebody won't talk to it.
Yeah.
They do, you pop the door and let them in.
Don't give her an idea.
Next 11, closing comments. Anybody got closed comments? Motion adjourned.
Motion.
Start. Second, Mr. Petty. Motion adjourned. Meeting adjourned.
We're getting there. I got a crack. They had a head start. Yeah. They did a lot longer.
Yeah.
Last night.